The number one thing that we hear about the ketogenic and carnivore diet is, it's just too expensive. I can't afford to eat that way.
I don't think that's true.
I agree with you. Welcome to the Dust for Mud podcast, episode 59. Today, we're going to talk about keeping keto and carnivore, whichever you prefer, a low-carb lifestyle, keeping it real, keeping it simple, and using a budget to eat.
After 25 years in the United States Air Force, we retired and moved to Southwest Missouri and started a first-generation regenerative farm. Part of our mission is food, and we really enjoy talking about food. So we started this podcast, and one of the things that we talk about here is food. We also do freedom and farming. Today, obviously, we're going to talk about food.
Keto is so expensive. Carnivore, it's just so expensive. I can't afford to eat a ribeye every single night. I can't afford to make all of those keto desserts and all of that kind of stuff. How on earth am I supposed to keep my health under control and eat a ketogenic diet or a carnivore diet with eating a ribeye every single night?
You can't.
Well, that's what a lot of people who are out there on the internet space and on YouTube are telling me that I need to eat in order to eat this healthy way, that I've got to be able to have all of these special type foods, and I've got to be able to afford the latest and the greatest and the bestest grass-fed, grass-finished, uber-duber food, and I just can't afford that. And because I can't afford it, therefore, I'm just not even going to try. That is the tone.
Yeah, it absolutely is the tone, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. That is exactly what you hear. I think start this with the foundation of what are we talking about when we say ketogenic or keto diet. We're talking about 70% of your daily calories comes from fat, 20-ish percent of your daily calories comes from protein, and 10-ish percent of your daily calories comes from leafy green, veggie-type carbohydrates.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about when we're talking ketogenic. Mm-hmm. Carnivore, it would be take out those carbohydrates.
All of them, basically.
Yeah. Take out those leafy green type carbohydrates.
Yep.
And you're sticking to your proteins and your fats.
Yes.
That's sort of what we're talking about. And I know there are different variations. I understand the lion diet and like there's all of these things. But just so that everybody's on the same sheet of music as we're talking through this today, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
I think, you know, if you're walking down the aisle in the grocery store and you're in the cake aisle, where you see all of the containers with cakes and frostings and stuff. If you're looking at the, here's regular cake and here's a cake with a container that says keto on it, that keto cake is probably 3, 4, maybe even 5 times more expensive.
It is. Yeah.
You look at the icing that says keto on it. It's probably 5 or 6 times more expensive, if I remember correctly.
Right. But the misnomer is that you have to eat that kind of food.
Yeah, I think as people, even if they just start thinking about keto, like as you're walking around the grocery store, the things that are labeled keto are 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 times more expensive than the things that are not labeled keto,
okay.
Right? Like you've got a keto cereal, you've got keto bread now, you've got keto waffles, you've got keto brownies, you've got keto cakes, like all of these things, and they're way more expensive.
And they're uber processed, and I wouldn't recommend really any of those things, especially to someone who is wanting to get started on a ketogenic diet or wants to get started on a carnivore diet, low carb lifestyle, that is looking to start healing their body from all of the damage from the processed foods. Because if you look on the back of those ingredients lists, on those keto cakes and icings and cereals and everything. It's nothing more than a laundry list of things that you can't pronounce. It's still uber processed foods. And they just take and put a whole bunch of things in it that kind of tilts the scales on the fiber side, and they start talking about net carbs and all of that. But that is not what we're talking about here today at all.
Especially getting started.
So the main focus, though, for me is that budget.
Right.
So I have done a lot of grocery shopping in my life, and we were a family of one income, six people. And I had to get fairly creative with my grocery shopping in order to feed my family whole food, normal dinners every single night. And so you get creative with your shopping when you have to feed that many mouths. And I would go, we're a military family, so I would go to the commissary and I would look for meats that we didn't eat ribeyes.
We didn't eat steak.
We ate proteins that were affordable. I would find them in the sale aisle and stock up on them. So whenever
people... If you found that, then we would eat steak.
Yes, we would. Yeah, it was the old stuff though, right? You know?
But without that, we ate ground beef.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. So the point is, we get the concept of a fixed income. We get the concept of, dude, I'm not independently wealthy. We can't afford to eat a ribeye every night. We can't afford to eat grass-fed butter and the things that a lot of the people out there on the internet space are touting to be the things necessary,
right,
to lead this sort of lifestyle. It doesn't have to be that complicated, and it certainly doesn't have to be that expensive.
Yeah. So important to say, is it better? Yeah. We talk all the time about good, better, best.
Yeah.
Is grass-fed beef better? Sure.
Yes. Sure. And it's delicious.
But regular ground beef is better than macaroni and cheese.
By far.
Right? So
by far.
If you can't afford the grass-fed, okay.
Okay.
That doesn't mean just eat the macaroni and cheese.
Right. You skip the step.
Yeah.
Good, better, best. If the grass-fed ribeye is the best.
Maybe grass-fed ground beef is better.
Better, but good?
Regular old ground beef.
80-20. That comes in a tube.
73-27.
Whatever. It is a package of nutrition.
Yeah.
That is not going to spike your insulin.
At all.
Zero. So, it is doable. And what we wanted to talk about today real quick is, well, if you're starting out and you're on a budget, what do you go get? Where do I start? What do I put in my refrigerator or my pantry? Let's take $100. Hey, I got $100 and I want to get started. What would be the three or four things that you would buy and put in your house that would get that person started?
We sat down before the podcast, and Walmarts are everywhere. So
yeah, we shop at Walmart, y'all.
I opened the app and I said, I'm giving myself a $100 budget, and here we go. We're going to start keto. The first thing I did is I found a 10-pound pack of 73-27 hamburger. It was $2.99 a pound. So there went $29.90.
Okay. And then you found a pack of chicken quarters.
Yep. Chicken leg and thigh quarters. I think it was a 10-pound pack. I believe it was 83 cents a pound. So there was another $8.35.
Okay. So we've got hamburger and we got some chicken.
We have 20 pounds.
Of meat.
Of meat now.
20 pounds. And we're doing this just for one person. Let's just pretend I'm single.
Okay.
I'm a single person and I want to get started. So I got 10 pounds of hamburger. I got 10 pounds of chicken. Hey, eggs.
I put 60 eggs. They have the the containers that have five dozen eggs.
Yep.
I believe it was $8.
Okay. So now we've got five dozen eggs for $8. Yep. All right. Now we got eggs. Yep. And eggs are nose to tail, perfect food, chicken.
They are almost perfect ketogenic numbers as well.
That's right. So eggs galore for us.
Yep.
Okay. We need some fats.
Oh yeah.
If we're gonna do keto, we got to get the fats in there.
Yeah.
So what did you butter?
Yep. I used just a salted Walmart brand, Great Value brand, 1 pound of butter. I think it was $3, $4, something like that.
Okay.
And then I threw in a jar of organic coconut oil.
So coconut oil is a form of an MCT oil, which is great for keto whenever you're wanting to get your ketones up and get your energies
up. And it's good to cook with.
And it tastes good.
It tastes good. You can impart a little bit of flavor. So you get the oil plus a little bit of flavor with it. You don't have to add the coconut milk or coconut flakes or those types of things. If you get the tub that's solid, not the liquid stuff, the tub that's sort of solid, it'll give you a little bit of flavor, and we like cooking with that. And then the next thing, I sort of tossed up in the air between the big container of Great Value brand organic olive oil or a 10-pound bag of mozzarella cheese. Like those two.
Probably the mozzarella cheese, because that's going to make each of my meals more versatile.
They were both around $18.
Yeah.
And so I would toss that up. Like if you wanted to get yourself like green leafy salad-y type of things, I would probably go with the olive oil.
Yeah.
If you weren't wanting to go with the veggies and stuff, I would probably go with the cheese.
Okay.
And I think that would be more versatile with your eggs and with your ground beef and stuff like that.
Okay. So we're at like $90.
We're at $90.
Okay. And so we got 10 extra dollars in order to keep this simple.
My thought was go to the spice aisle and make it taste good. Buy some spices.
Get the salt, get the pepper, get the spices, whatever flavor you're looking for, and add that to your meat, add that to your eggs. Think, if you want it to taste like curry, add curry. If you want it to taste like Mexican, add cumin. Get you a spice blend.
Yeah.
Keep things tasting good.
Yeah, cinnamon adds a lot of flavor and it's fairly cheap. The curry powder, if you get the Walmart brand, it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are
salt isn't that expensive.
It's very cheap. Again, if you get the Walmart brand, right? Like this is not, I want to eat the best, right? Like I get it, right? There's
Redmond better, salt is better than Walmart
better things
salt.
Out there.
Yes.
This is, I feel like I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that's true.
Right.
As we sat down and looked at this, if you look at it, you with 60 eggs, if you say I'm going to eat 5 eggs per meal, that's 12 egg meals.
Okay.
You've got, if you ate a pound of ground beef.
I do enjoy a pound of ground beef.
You have 10 beef meals.
Okay.
If you ate a pound of chicken, you have 10 chicken meals.
Okay.
So you have 10 beef meals, 10 chicken meals, 12 egg meals. Just say 10.
It was 30. You've got 30 meals. 30 meals for $100.
Yeah.
Nutritious meals.
Yeah.
It's out of $100.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks. Let's say you fast for breakfast and you're going to do a 2-meal-a-day kind of deal. A lot of people do that. I'm going to do some intermittent fasting. So I'm not eating breakfast. I'm going to eat lunch and dinner, and super common in this space. And that's going to give me 2 weeks worth of food.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. For $100.
For $100. So
and
if you work that out per meal, what are you at? $3.12 per meal?
Right. Yep.
But it's boring.
Yeah.
But if you're after healing your body and getting your glucose under control, getting your insulin under control, and resetting your body to a place where it operates better, then maybe simple and a little bit boring is right where you need to be. That's where my body operates the best. Like today I had 5 eggs and some butter.
A pound of ground beef with butter on top of it is like, that is our happy place.
We love it.
That is a great meal for us. Our bodies, like everything just sort of, woof, you know, that's like a baseline type of meal for us.
So, but it sounds crazy when you talk about a pound of beef and a half stick of butter. Let's talk about the nutrition value in the hamburger, the eggs, and the oils.
Okay.
So what if we're going to eat hamburger and we're going to eat eggs and butter? What are we really getting?
Yeah.
In each of those items. So in your pound of ground beef, you're going to get about, I don't know, 800 to 850 calories, 100 grams of protein, roughly 50 grams of fat. That's not quite high enough for us. So that's why we're going to throw that butter on top of it to get the fats up. And it's super high in vitamins. We know beef is good for us, and it's good. We know beef is good for us.
Yeah.
No matter what the mainstream media happens to say.
Right.
High in B vitamins, especially B12, zinc, selenium, iron. Amazing for women.
Yeah.
My body loves me some beef.
And the fat content obviously varies. If you buy the 93% lean, it's not going to have a lot of fat. Mm-hmm. If you buy the 73% lean, it's going to have more fat.
Our grass-fed beef that we grow here at Airground Farms tends to be on the leaner side.
It does.
And so we want to make sure that we get the fats up
and
add some of that butter on there.
But when you're cooking it, don't pour the fat away.
What we were taught to discard the fat. No, we're going to pour that over.
Put that on top of it, and that becomes, call it an au jus, call it whatever you want.
Right.
But that becomes part of the meal. Don't discard that fat. That's all part of it.
Yeah. So with the beef, you're going to get muscle repair. You're going to not lose your muscle mass. We're getting older. We want to keep our muscle mass. So keeping our proteins up is important. And obviously, it just gives us satiety and a lot of energy.
Yeah. So the eggs, 5 eggs, you're looking at about 350 calories, 30 grams of protein, about 25 grams of fat is what you're looking at there. And as I mentioned before, each individual egg, the breakdown is about 65% of the calories comes from fat, about 30% of the calories comes from protein, and about 5% of the calories comes from carbohydrate. Like, it's almost perfect as far as a keto food goes.
Beautiful.
And Shelley mentioned nose to tail. That's one of the things, especially on the carnivore diets, you'll hear people talk about, is in order to get all of the nutrients that you need while eating only carnivore, you have to be able to eat from nose to tail of the animal, meaning that that includes the organs, because some of the micronutrients don't come in just a steak. So an egg, though, is a perfect nose to tail food.
It's the whole thing.
The whole thing is there. You're getting all of it,
right,
but you're not having to eat liver. Like, I'm not a huge fan of liver. I will eat it, but I don't love it. But an egg, I'm getting the whole thing, whole, like, nose to tail. It's a great way to get that.
Right. And my favorite, butter. We got to talk about butter.
Yeah, sure.
Because it all of these foods that we're talking about today have been just demonized.
Well, they
villainized for so many years.
they can't get you addicted to carbohydrates if you're eating these types of foods.
Yeah, because you won't want them, first of all. You'll
Correct.
Be so satiated, and your body will be so satisfied that you don't even want them anymore.
Right. So yeah. Your butter, you're looking at about 2 tablespoons of butter, I think, about what you mentioned, mm-hmm. although a half a stick, I think, would be 4 tablespoons. Yes, anyway,
it would.
2 tablespoons of butter gets you about just over 200 calories and 23 grams of fat.
Mm-hmm.
So with no carbohydrates. So that really, it butter's a great way to add some flavor and boost that fat content up. And we've talked about it on previous podcasts. When you're doing this, especially when you're starting out, trying to get the fat up high enough is the struggle. You end up having to just add stuff on right. top.
Yeah.
Pour some olive oil on it. Add some coconut oil when you're cooking it. Add some butter on top of it, or add butter when you're cooking it. Like mm-hmm. it really does take a conscious effort to add fat.
Yes,
in does. Order to get the fat content up where it needs to be.
Butter also comes with a vitamin packed. It's got a lot of vitamins in it.
Yeah.
You got vitamin E, vitamin K. These are fat soluble vitamins. So
right.
the fats are required in order for your for it to even be bioavailable for your body. You can't uptake it without the fat. So it travels along with it. And if you try to take a supplement that doesn't, and with no fat, it's not going to do anything for you. So mm-hmm. it comes along with the butter.
Another thing I would like to mention, I think when people, the mindset of I can't afford it, I believe that you have to consider the eating out budget as part of your food budget. And I know for us, for a long time, we didn't. Our eating out budget was part of our entertainment budget.
Mm-hmm.
And for it, what I think that leads to is just a warped sense of how much it actually costs for food. So, you know, we were looking at it. I mean, we just talked about it. For $2.99 a pound, you get a pound of ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
Like a quarter pounder costs more than that.
Right.
And,
yeah,
and
eating
that's,
out is very
that's
expensive.
One of the cheapest things probably you're going to be able to buy
yeah.
as far as eating out goes. So I think a step back a little bit to just look at the budget overall to say,
well,
let's include that eating out budget as part of our food budget and then look at how much is actually being spent on food.
How many, yeah, any calories that is going down in your face, any calories that you're consuming,
yeah.
whether it be a Starbucks, whether it be Dunkin', Chick-fil-A, all of that counts in your food budget because those are the calories that you're eating. And so if we're going to say that we can't afford it, we have to consider all of the monies that we're putting down for food.
Right.
All of it.
Right.
And we also did a side-by-side comparison of a pound of ground beef and an American favorite of Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner because it's good. And, well, it is.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't have a lot. You just go yeah. get you some Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner
right.
and make it, right? And so, well, I can buy macaroni and cheese cheaper than I can buy hamburger. But if we did a per volume, pound for pound, a pound of macaroni and cheese, Kraft, and a pound of hamburger, the hamburger's got to be more expensive.
No, same price.
It's exactly the same price. It and it's nearly the same calories. It was 1,200 calories for the ground beef, 1,000 calories for the pound of macaroni and cheese. The place where it was really lopsided was it was about 117 grams of protein for the ground beef and 126 grams of carbohydrates for the macaroni, plus the almost 20 grams of sugar. The calories were nearly the same. Obviously, the macronutrients were, the scales were tipped.
Different.
They were considerably different. And obviously, there's no sugar and carbohydrates and such in the ground beef.
Yeah.
But here was the odd thing. Both of them, on average nationwide were $3 to $5 for the pound. $3 to $5 for Kraft macaroni and cheese for a pound of it, and $3 to $5 for a pound of 80-20, I think this is what I actually looked up, 80-20 ground beef, $3 to $5. So it's the same price for the same pound of food, and you get far more nutrients, and it's not going to jack up your insulin in the pound of ground beef. And while the ribeye is so touted in this community, really ground beef, especially if you could afford or can't afford to get a grass-fed type, the what's in it is like it's you get all of the like ligaments, and you get so many so much more of the actual animal rather than just one lean muscle.
Yeah, some of the things that you would just say this is tough in a ribeye and right. you would spit it out.
Right.
In ground, it's not.
Right.
It's part of the grind.
And so our bodies appreciate. They appreciate that with our joints and our bones and creating all of the things that our body has.
Actually needs.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, side-by-side comparison. Two very common foods that are consumed in the United States. Ground beef, macaroni and cheese. Same price. Eat ground beef.
Yeah.
And in fact, it cooks up faster.
Right.
Quite fast. One pan.
So keeping it simple.
Yes, like keeping it simple.
It doesn't keep it have simple. To be grass-fed.
No, it does not. It
just doesn't.
Nope.
If that's all you're eating and that's all the nutrients you're getting, then sure, try to get grass-fed because there is a little bit more omega-3s in it, right? Like, and it does matter, but it doesn't have to be that or nothing. It doesn't have to be grass-fed or mac and cheese, right? Like there's another step there.
Pastured chicken is great, but pastured chicken is pastured chicken and it comes at a price. But chicken has a lot of protein in it.
Yeah,
sure. A 10-pound bag. How many 10-pound bags of chicken legs have we eaten in our life?
A whole lot.
A lot of pounds of it. And it provides a lot of good nutrition. And it doesn't spike your insulin.
Right. And yes, we understand there are things that are better. That's not this discussion. This discussion is, can you afford it?
The answer is yes.
And
I believe.
I believe the answer is yes.
Yeah.
You can actually afford it.
These foods reset my body.
Yeah.
Whenever I need that reset, whenever I need to just like, whew, we got to go back to, you know, base food here. Give me some ground beef, give me some eggs, and give me some butter.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And I just feel so good on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next time you'll probably have some of the oils left over. So in your $100, buy some cauliflower, frozen bags of cauliflower, or a container of salad. Some more spices, because you're probably not going to be able to eat the entire container of olive oil, you know?
No,
or
you're
the
not.
Entire container of coconut oil.
Right, that's going to last you a hot minute.
That one's probably going to last longer. So, you know, if you need some variant, sure, whatever, buy some broccoli.
Right.
Pour a bunch of olive oil on top of the butter that you put on top of the broccoli.
Right, for sure. So we believe, keep it simple. Shop at your local discount place. Find things. Hey, and if you want a steak, go look in the aisle where it's on sale, because tomorrow they're going to have to start freezing it because they got a sell-by date. But that does not mean that meat is not good to eat. So just because the sell-by date's coming up, in fact, that's probably what I would buy because it's going to be on sale.
Yeah, exactly.
So think shop on sale. Dude, also, if you see a family pack and it's on sale, grab that. You think of, hey, soon I'm going to need something other than hamburger. So maybe I'm going to grab this big pack of pork chops and, you know, divide it up for myself.
Instead of leg and thigh quarters, maybe buy some shoulder steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Those are typically fairly inexpensive, right, and they have quite a bit of fat in them. So
cook like, up easy.
Man, buy some pork shoulder steaks.
Right.
We love the shoulder steaks.
Yeah, we do. So look, keep it simple and choose that whole food. Whatever it is, stay out of the middle of the grocery store, stay on the outside edges, yeah, and choose the whole food that is going to give you the best nutrition and keep your insulin low.
You know, the funny thing, all of the things that we talked about, I probably none of them are labeled keto.
No.
You know, and that's what I was getting at the very beginning. I think if you fall into the trap of, well, I'm buying the things that say keto, it's expensive. But if you buy the things like what we talked about, the whole foods, and then get your macronutrient percentages right, that's not actually expensive.
Right.
It's actually just food.
It's just food. Yeah. Again, if it is what it always was, it's on my grocery list.
So if you've been thinking about keto or even carnivore and you're saying, I just can't afford it, it's just too expensive, I challenge you to maybe take a little bit different look at it and maybe look at a different way of doing the shopping and see if maybe it's not actually too expensive.
If you're enjoying these podcasts, we would love it if you would go ahead and subscribe to our channel. We put out one Mondays and Thursdays, and we put out a video on Saturdays, usually something around the farm. And we appreciate each and every one of you for taking the time to watch these. And until next time, bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.